The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Ballers. Hey, welcome back. We got another one of those weird, funky episodes, unplanned, a little unorthodox. Gonna run through a full-on gamut of Saturday action real quick for you. This is about a midnight Central Standard Time Friday recording. Been waiting for some games to go final in order to get this knocked out. We're starting to get some lines up for tomorrow, so I'm trying to catch them as they're fresh. Going to highlight a couple games. This will probably be just about a 25-30 minute show. There is a smaller slate of games. I want to get into what I've got at the current moment. If you missed it, make sure to go to hoop-ball.com. Check out the premium content. Check out the free stuff on the side, the different team coverage. We've got it all. We've got all the breakdowns, the rankings, the player profiles. You've got to check the wager pass out at least for 1 month. Hey, but seriously though, there's this new thing that I'm trying to do, and we're trying to get some new promo codes used with our MyBookie account and our MyBookie sponsorship. And you go to mybookie.ag, use promo code HOOPBALL. Shoot me over your email though. Like, if you just want some free money, all I need is your address, email address, your email address to get you signed up. We'll, you know, get some crypto moving and on the house money moving. And then we will, we'll see about getting some profits going. You just trust in us and let that go, and we'll take it from there. On top of mybookie.ag, and I'm just going to go ahead and front load the sponsors and the promos and all that stuff, which I normally don't do, but I will go ahead and front load it, get out of the way, get some more dig-ins later in the episode. But excuse me, go over to manscaped.com. Use promo code HOOPBALL20, HOOPBALL20. You'll get 20% off and free shipping. Got to try that complete care kit. It's going to help take care of the bushes and the balls and all the other utensils and tools. You go ahead and get that anti-tugless technology weed whacker. Take care of your nostril and ear hair and your, you know, bikini and gooch area. Use some lotions, balms, beard scrubs and shampoos, and you're in business. Hoopball 20. Spend about $60. You know, you're going to end up spending like 40, I think it is. And it's a really good investment for you and your skin and your balls and your lady. So take care of that. Get your lawn mowed and use promo code HOOPBALL20. Going promo code heavy right now because we're at the threshold and almost the precipice of just kind of taking off right here. And things are going swimmingly with HoopBall, and we're growing, and we enjoy the family that we're gaining at the moment. So currently watching Colorado USC in college ball. I want to see who moves against Oregon State in the finals. Oregon State, a shocker, getting there, beating UCLA and Oregon back-to-back, getting to the Pac-12 finals. I think with those wins, Pac-12 goes into the NCAA tournament, even if they lose the Pac-12 finals. Oklahoma State got the huge win against Baylor. Go Pokes. Colorado State, Utah State currently playing 13-11. We got a defensive grind fest. Utah State up. Of course, we'll see all these results in the morning. We might get this posted right away. Illinois getting the big win. Michigan, Alabama, and Arkansas getting the wins and the covers. Purdue getting beat in Indiana. Florida State moves on to take Georgia Tech on in the ACC final. San Diego State moves on to the Mountain West final. Waiting on the Colorado State, Utah State winner. UAB got handled by Western Kentucky. Sorry, I didn't tell y'all this was going to be a recap thing. Yeah, we're going to do a little bit of a recap show here. Currently sweating the USC plus 1.5, plus I liked them to win. I just thought, you know, they should be representing one side of the bracket in the final. Here's a big one from today. Cincinnati was a plus 220 underdog. They beat SMU. They're going to take on Wichita State. The MAC championship is going to feature Buffalo and Ohio. Iona handling Niagara, getting a push on the six. They're going to be in the final against Fairfield, who keeps upsetting the whole field. Speaking of upsets, Georgetown beat Seton Hall. They're going to be in the final against Creighton. Creighton broke our hearts. We had a UConn ticket. Wager pass is 2-3 right now for minus 3.6 units currently pending with USC, which could bring the record to even money at 500. But we would still be down the 2.6 units. It would be a, yeah, just had to do quick math there. We cashed on Nichols. I gave Nichols State on out on ESPN Kansas City. Huge shout out to Sterling and Darren. Huge shout out to those guys. That was a phenomenal experience for me. If you missed it, I'm sure you could find it on Twitter. I've been just gushing about it. So I apologize in advance. We had the trifecta of Buffalo hit for Blake on the team tonight. So that was huge for the Hoopballers and the Discord server. Shout out to that trifecta there. St. Peter's ruined a pick streak that I had. Abilene Christian was a good add to my wager pass plays. Started the day off with UAB minus, I'm sorry, plus 2.5, I want to say. Ended up losing by 4. That was a heartbreaker. Prairie View moves on to the finals in the SWAC. Complete turd of a pick of Montana, the Grizz facing Eastern Washington. Eastern Washington put up a lot of points, 44 first half points. Montana put up 15 first half points. So it was shot from the kaput, from the get. Iowa won by 5, covered the 4-point spread against Wisconsin. LSU had them straight up. I liked that play there. I think they now lose to Arkansas. This is kind of how I saw that part of the SEC bracket playing out. UC Santa Barbara still playing good defense. I picked the under on this game. UC Davis, Santa Barbara. Big West finals could get really exciting. New Mexico State just wrapped up a victory against Utah Valley to move into the WAC finals. UC UC Irvine and Riverside are at half. UC Irvine, the Anteaters are up 41-28. I'm going to go ahead and break down what we got looking forward to for tomorrow. Like I said, limited stuff right now. Some lines that aren't exactly set. With that being said, I've got a breakdown on a game, the first game of the day. And it's a really fun one. it's a team's going to punch their ticket. So we got that to look forward to. This is UMass Lowell, Hartford. Want to talk about it. I got some really good notes on it. I scrubbed it a little bit. And I'm not sure if it's going to make it in the wager pass. But right now the line's Hartford -2. I'm sure there could be some movement once people wake up and realize there's something to bet on like this. You know, this early in the morning. One thing I want to say about Hartford and UMass Lowell both is the fact that they both have a very high effective field goal percentage as offenses, above 50%. But both are seeing significant downticks down to the 48% mark. My initial thoughts, I really wanted to take the over because these offenses are so successful. But when I broke down the number of downticks for both teams' offenses is very significant. And so I'm still trying to figure out and pinpoint a 100% accurate angle on this game. And there's going to be a lot of combined turnovers in terms of turnover percentage. And there's a close spread as well as the fact that Hartford keeps teams off of the free throw line. Top 10 in that regard, keeping their opponents off of the charity stripe. Tells me they play a little more smart, a little more disciplined. So maybe that's a characteristic or a trait of a team you want to back in this tournament setting. I know it makes me a little more comfortable. I'm looking for shooting attempts and efficiency to downtick for these shooting offenses. Both teams play up on the shooter. They play over the screen. They play aggressively as a defense for each team. Like I said, since we're in the terms of defense and talking about that, I want to talk about Lowell's and how they're ranked top 150 steadily, just steady ranked, nice and middle and above average for defensive stats and metrics. You know, they are very effective and efficient defense. And I think that they could have some success in slowing down Hartford, who already struggles on offense, if you want to talk in terms of efficiencies and shooting percentage. I think the turnovers and steals are going to be a huge, huge component in this game. This might be a two-unit play to try to get the day going. Might be, but other than that, I don't have anything at the moment. I want to say I'm leaning Hartford -2 because I like what their defense offers a lot more. And that will be locked in, you know, eventually. Like, y'all will hear about it either which way. If it goes in the wager pass, then I mean, you'll hear about it, but some of yous might have to do something about it to see it. Talked about Ohio Buffalo briefly. And, you know, right now I'm not going in any order. Just kind of talking about some games that are accessible at the moment because a lot of it's not. Damn. Colorado just hit back-to-back threes to go back up 8 on USC after USC cut it to 1. To 2.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Shooting 55% from 3-point, Colorado is. Wow. Only good news of this is if Colorado moves on, my Pac-12 conference bracket outlook is a little brighter. Ohio Buffalo, 6:30 p.m. Buffalo -2. I'm gonna get it out of the way. I'm on the Bulls. I like the Buffalo side. Rebounding and Josh Mbala will be huge for the Buffalo and their success. Buffalo scores 82 points per game, which is ginormous. And what's crazy is they score that many points, but their efficiency and their effective field goal percentage is like pretty terrible. It's about 45%. Both teams are capable of shooting the lights out, though, which is, again, weird with the low percentages of Buffalo. Buffalo also allows an effective field goal percentage of their opponents, 45.9%. So really, really low. And they shoot, like I said, pretty high as an offense, 51%. I was mistaken. I read my notes wrong. They are a 51% effective field goal shooting team. Ohio's going to have to depend on Presley, who's been absolutely on fire in this tournament, Jason Presley, as well as limit the Bulls' field goal attempts, because Buffalo is, I believe, number two or number three in the country in field goal attempts per game. They get a lot of shots up. I think a lot of it's at the cup. A lot of it's trying to draw fouls, so free throw shooting can be huge in this one. Keep an eye on Josh Mbala for Buffalo. All right. Got another key spot that came out kind of as we were doing this recording, and I really like it already. And it's going to be easy money, in my opinion. I got to refresh one browser. Here we go. All right, yeah. So, Arkansas, LSU. Arkansas right now, -3. I'll take that a million times over. Arkansas put us through a little sweat, but had a really good second half. And I'm just going to keep rolling with them. Right now, the over-under is at 164. That's crazy. This is the semifinal in the SEC. Winner of this takes on the winner of either Alabama and Tennessee. So that is absolutely crazy for the total. I don't have an opinion really on that, but I do like this Arkansas team right now. Like I said, I picked them to win the SEC conference tournament. And this is a good spot for me to double up and try to find some more success with backing them. So I'm looking at some Arkansas and Iona pairings. Like Iona and Arkansas is maybe a two-team parlay just for some fun. Nothing dynamite, you know, but just get the mid-afternoon going a little fun on Saturday. Those would be money line, by the way. Money line. Iowa, Illinois, huge, huge, huge matchup. Number 5, number 3. Ultimately saw this happening in this Big Ten bracket. Quality teams have the most NBA talent right now. I'm rolling Illinois, though. Illinois -3. I am, you know, totally for that. I have Illinois winning the Big Ten tournament, and this is a huge spot for them. Ayo Dosunmu has been really good since he's come back. And I look for him to battle with Luka Garza. That's going to be a phenomenal basketball matchup. And great coaching on display here. And it's going to be a really, really great, just, you know, if you're a fan of the game, you're going to enjoy it. I would recommend tuning in. Winner goes to the final of the Big Ten against Ohio State. And Memphis is going to be playing Houston, number 7, 22-3, Houston. Memphis plus 7.5. I like that too. I do. Sorry, I'm writing stuff down as we go. But I do like Memphis plus 7.5. I you know, Houston's going to win this game, I think, ultimately. That would be my pick and my choice there. But Memphis, Penny Hardaway is a good coach right there in his alma mater. And they got some really good hustle out of some pretty talented guys. And if they stay out of tough positions, then they could definitely see some higher opportunities of success throughout that game. San Diego State, like I said, moved on to the Mountain West Championship. Texas Southern, Prairie View, A&M. This is going to be a really good one. It's the final in the SWAC tournament. No spread set right now. I'm going to say it's probably going to be around 3. Texas Southern probably being the underdog. That could, just keep your eyes out on that one. That'll be fun. Ticket punch opportunity right there. Georgetown, Creighton. Holy moly. I'm keeping it simple. I'm just going to keep rolling with Georgetown right now. want to dig into it more. But the way that they're playing right now, it's a team, you know, hell-bent on accomplishing something. They're one win away from getting into the NCAA tournament at 13-12. They would be getting in at 13-12. More to come on Georgetown. I mean, they're getting 8 points, so it's a lot of points. Montana State, Eastern Washington. Man, I don't want to bet against Eastern Washington, and actually this is probably a really good spot for them. They're -7, and they just steamrolled Montana, so why not another team from the same state in Montana State? I think they could probably win by 10 because that offensive assault is just ridiculous. And I undersold it, and I thought that Montana was going to be able to slow it down. And, man, Montana had 15 points at halftime. So I'm looking at the over-under. It's at 149.5. I see a lot of value in that also, in the over. Going to double dip this game. It's a 7 p.m. game, real nice evening time break. Montana State, Eastern Washington. Give me Eastern Washington to punch their ticket to dance in March. Eastern Washington -7. I think that line could go up too once we close our eyelids and wake back up. Over under 149.5. I think we could wake up and see 150s out there very easily. North Texas, Western Kentucky, such a weird freaking game. Oh, man, so weird. Kind of want to back the Mean Green, but the Hilltoppers defense, I mean, this is just, if you want some good basketball, this will be a great game. 8 p.m., probably lots of eyes, lots of bets are going to be played. I'm interested to see what the market does to this game before I dig into it more. Georgia Tech, Florida State. Florida State probably going to go ahead and lock up the ACC tournament there. Pac-12 tournament waiting to be set. Grand Canyon's in the WAC final waiting for their opponent. UC Santa Barbara waiting for their opponent. Probably going to be Irvine in the Big West. All right, here we go. USC got the ball with 1.5 left, down 6. There's an open 3. He hits it. All right. 70-67. They're down 3 still. We got that 1.5 ticket. But a USC win would be huge for my tally site picks. Colorado just had a 3-point out of the corner blocked. 1:06 left on the clock. They're going to go ahead and inbounds it. USC really needs a stop right here if this cover is going to hit. We got lots of life left, but it diminishes very quickly. 10 seconds on the shot clock, too. Like I said, very unorthodox show. All right, USC got a stop. They got the rebound. Don't think I've ever done, I guess this is like a cross play-by-play pod. PPXP. All right, we got an and one by USC. Hell yes, let's go. Let's go. Chance to tie it up with 39 seconds. He just drove to the cup. Wow, what a take with the game on the line. Absolutely big. That's exciting. You know, I don't think I talked anything about Ohio State and Michigan. Number 9, number 4, huge, huge game. Michigan rolling. I like Michigan to cover, or not to cover, I'm sorry, but to win outright. So I might look to, you know, lay the heavy, heavy juice with Michigan and take what I can off the table. Maybe put it in a 2-head parlay, slap it with some extreme juice value. Ohio State, I think there's a lot of great value with them in the points. The key to Ohio State is if they're going to be able to stop Mike Smith. He just broke the Big Ten tournament record for most assists in the tournament in a game. So look for him to see if he can keep rolling the way he has been. I want to roll Cincinnati again against Wichita State and see how that goes. So, all right, I'm going to switch gears completely. Like I told you, a really weird show. Friday nights are weird. You know, I've watched a lot of basketball tonight, and I've talked a lot already. So I think this is probably my third or fourth recording within the last 15 hours. And I've looked at a lot of numbers. So, hey, shout out to the team, Hoopball Gaming. I'm having immense success on Tally site. We got a bunch of guys in top five, top 10 already. Doug Reed at Mel's Dynasty on Twitter. Riley Sorbo, Blake LaWatch already has like five trifectas under his belt. I've been chasing those. I actually got a couple tonight. So team's doing good. I'm still ranked number one on college basketball out of 197. Having a huge week. I'm hitting about 64%. I got to close it out tomorrow. I got to close it out huge. I got a chance. I mean, this is a huge week to nab. This would say a lot, and I would be very proud and kind of honored that TallySite set up a great platform for me to chase after a goal like that. So I really, really, really am enjoying this last week of basketball. It's been probably the most fun week of basketball I've had as a fan, as a handicapper. So before I get too long-winded, I'm going to go ahead and shut down the rant and talk about some NBA. Embiid got hurt. Sixers didn't cover. No way. Okay. Sorry. Colorado. So USC forced Colorado into a very good shot or tough shot. Bricked, popped up in the air above the rim. Colorado just had a guy fly in there and hammer it down. And it was at the buzzer as the shot clock was expiring. 3.3 seconds left. USC's got to go the length of the court, get at least 1 point for us to get the cover. And if not, we move to 2-4 on the night and minus 4.70 units. Not a way you want to have your Friday go. And you know what's weird is my Tally site picks, like I said, I was just talking about being first with Tally site and my Action Network stuff where I track all my stuff. Again, not an affiliate, but a really awesome tool. Working on my own spreadsheet and my own formula and whatnot right now. So that's exciting. And then what I want to say is I'm looking forward to getting all that together and figuring out how to balance wager pass plays success with tally site success and overall picks and leans and just track everything. Definitely want to track leans. Want to track greens and reds and all that. So NBA, Grizzlies, Nuggets, 1 point win by the Nuggets. Pelicans blew the Cavs out. Heat definitely covered against the Bulls. Vince, he was on the Bulls tonight. I told him we were on the Wizards. Rough night for the NBA team, but, you know, that's a good thing. We bounced back. Overall, you know, so I'm expecting a big day from the team tomorrow. Lakers won. I believe they covered. Yeah, 5 points they covered against the Pacers. Jazz, of course, blew the Rockets out. Spurs took care of the Magic. Magic only scored 77 points. Tomorrow, some games that I'm looking at. Already, I really like, you know, I want to pick the Thunder straight up against the Knicks. Underdog situation there. Nets, Pistons. I like the over 228. And Kings as the underdog, plus four, plus 140 on the money line. Might double dip that. Timberwolves, I'm going to go ahead and take them as the big underdog again. They had a big win. They put 130 points up as an underdog outright winner their previous game. Look for them to just sandwich a couple of good performances. They got a couple of new guys in the lineup, some guys playing really well with a lot more energy. So look for the Timberwolves to have a little success against this Trailblazers team that can leak some buckets. Pacers, I'm looking at them maybe getting right and getting a win against the Suns. You know, they got beat, like I said, against the Lakers, so this is a tough back-to-back. But the Suns could overlook them at home. And so look for that to maybe potentially happen. Real brief in a NBA talk. So wrapping a bow on that there. Going to go ahead and get editing on this and get it slapped out and sent out to y'all. Hopefully the Saturday content, something you appreciate. Probably going to do a live podcast, live stream kind of thing for Selection Sunday as the bracket comes together. Talk about some spots of value, what we think we might be able to take advantage of, and talk about some parts of the bracket as it's built. I think that would be a pretty cool show concept. If you have opinions on it, leave it in a review or whatever on Apple Music, Apple Podcasts. 5-star review, 10 words. Screenshot it, send it to us. Send it to myself at DALE007 or at Dan Bespris. And we will get you set up with a chance to get some contest winnings, some free monies to play with, some Ducats, Ducat, Ducat. So don't forget about the promo codes and don't forget about the website, hoop-ball.com, hoop-ball.com. So let's send it on out with some good vibes, good energies. We're looking to bounce back tomorrow. It's going to be a huge day and we got to keep our nose on the grind. So sending all the good vibes, all the good energies like I always do. And let's have a great one and enjoy our Saturday. And let's continue to work and to grind. On that note, let's send it out of here.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.